好吗？
New Year, my friends. Welcome to 2014. This is What's on Your Mind. And we ask because we want to know. 800-228-0550. Hope it's in your speed dial, so whenever something is on your mind, you can get it off your chest and call us right here from KFIRE 550, the voice of the Northern Plains, KCJB 910 AM and Minot, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, Moorhead, and of course, the Beacons of the Bakken in the north, KTGO at 1090 radio, in the south, down in Dickinson, KLTC at 1460 on your radio dial. We are coming to you live and direct from Dallas, Texas, and there's a whole lot of green and gold headed for Dallas, Texas, and a potential three-peat, folks. That's right. Saturday, 1 o'clock, the NDSU Bison take the field against Towson, and Frisco becomes like North Dakota South. It's a tad warmer here, but not a whole lot. I think I brought the cold weather with me. Didn't you blame it on me, Todd? I think you did.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know.
Todd, does that mean when we get back next year and win it next year, then Craig Bull doesn't really get the credit for the last 3 years then? How does that work?
I don't know. It was 70 degrees in Dallas yesterday, and of course, I don't need a coat, right? It's 70 degrees down there. Well, I needed a coat. It's like, you know, 35 and zero wind chills here now with the wind blowing around. But, you know, I don't think I'm allowed to complain about the weather, given especially what's coming to the Northern Plains. Holy buckets.
Hey, 40 degrees in North Dakota is pretty warm. Come on.
I know. Yeah, it is. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we might hit that tomorrow. I know. I just saw it was going to warm up a little bit, but otherwise it's looking pretty ugly. I don't know if that's still holding. It was supposed to warm up Friday and then get super ugly again over the weekend, and that's sort of what it looks like. But
we're going to dress at 20 or 30 below like they're going to dress in Dallas today for 30 and 40 above.
Exactly right. I actually came down a day earlier than I planned because the flights are just outrageously expensive. If I would have flown today, it was a $1,900 flight. Because I came yesterday on New Year's Day, it was a $1,200 flight. Can you believe that?
That's why I like those websites where you can, like, quick scan, you know, on either day, or there's some of them. We'll put a whole 30-day grid out there so you can see the difference. Because, yeah, I think people don't realize what a difference there can be.
But I know there's a lot of road trips going on. There's folks listening right now that are headed this way, and that probably is a smart way to go make some fun. We're actually going to chat with Steve Hallstrom a little later on, who's bringing his son, Aaron, down and traveling with another buddy and his son and just making a family memory out of it. I know a lot of folks are doing that. Steve, for years, covered the NDSU Bison for WDAY and WDAZ-TV, and now is he dabbles in radio, but he does it part-time as following the Bison. And he's going to join us next hour and talk about the road trip part of this, so that'll be lots of fun. We're coming to you today from the George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum, which is on the campus of SMU in Highland Park, Texas, a suburb of Dallas, a little bit south of Frisco. We'll be heading to Frisco a little later on today. But, you know, this is new for all of Bison fans that have been down here the last couple of years. You're coming down for a third year. This just opened in May, and it's the place where, you know, history is really preserved of the 8 years of the Bush administration. And George W. Bush really has a great reverence in his post-presidential years for military service, to promote military service. We're actually going to talk with someone from the Bush Institute that's in charge of that mission and celebrate our good men and women of the United States Armed Forces here a little later on this hour. Looking forward to that conversation. Also, next hour, we're going to talk with General Michael Hayden. General Hayden has been a guest of ours on What's on Your Mind previously. He was in charge of the NSA, the National Security Agency, the agency now under fire because of the whistleblower Edward Snowden. And the New York Times today has an editorial in which it says, we ought to roll out the red carpet for Edward Snowden. Because, after all, we wouldn't know about what all the NSA is doing if he hadn't stolen a trove of highly classified documents and beat feet for China and later Russia. Now, how in the world, in what I just said to you is factual. He stole them, right? I mean, he literally worked for, as a federal contractor, an agency of the United States government, and stole records. And how we can now think he ought to be, you know, given some sort of red carpet welcome is beyond me. I don't get it. But I know that puts me at odds with a lot of listeners who don't like the facts of what's been revealed to be the way we protect Americans in the post 9/11 world. We'll talk about all that with General Michael Hayden and see what he thinks about the Edward Snowden welcome wagon that the New York Times is suggesting here. They think you got to get clemency or, you know, some sort of a good treatment because they believe the high crime is actually by the government. And I know some of our listeners do as well, so we'll chat about that. And then, of course, as I mentioned, Steve Holstermill will be here as well. So all that coming up on the program. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number, 701-258-0550. It will be cold, so be careful. And by the way, the more I learn about the train derailment at Castleton, it continues to be big news. And I see that Senator John Hoeven, who, by the way, will join us tomorrow from Frisco, Texas, along with Gene Taylor, the NDSU athletic director, along with the T.J. Russell. T.J. Russell is the president and CEO of Cloverdale Meats, which, of course, a Mandan company that cranks out some of the best bacon on the planet. But T.J.'s son is a member of the NDSU Bison. Can you imagine having a son playing for a team that is going for its third national championship? So I'm going to talk with T.J. a little bit about what it's like to be a parent. And we'll talk with the coaches and the players and everything else tomorrow. We packed up the PetroServe USA Bison Studios coming to you live from Dallas, Texas tomorrow, and very much looking forward to that. Let's talk a little bit about New Year's Eve and 2013 being in the rearview mirror and 2014 being ahead. If you could assign for us, Todd and I, here on the program, What's on Your Mind? A New Year's resolution, what would it be? What would you want us to do more of, less of? What do you like? What do you not like about the program? Todd, have you ever been able to give a New Year's resolution to somebody else? Here's what you ought to do. It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It does turn the tables, but why not, though? I agree.
So we want to know, what is your New Year's resolution for us?
And I already know that I need to lose weight, so you don't have to call and mention that one. I already know that one.
No, this has nothing to do with us personally, because that list very long. I'm
you open a door 3 inches, somebody might bust it open 6. So
I'm talking about what we do behind the microphone, what we do with the program, and we're not too proud to be able to say, we could do what we do better, and so we'd love your input. Nothing better that brightens my day every day than be able to talk to the vast Northern Plains audience here. Through KFIRE and our 4 other affiliates. It's just great fun. So in all seriousness, we want to know what it is. And what would you just soon shed? What if 2013 should be gone? You think A.J. Clementi wants 2013 like a do-over? Todd, what do you think?
Oh, gosh, of course he does. That's why he's got an agent now.
Do you think folks remember who A.J. Clementi is, or is the 15 minutes faded? Maybe you ought to tell folks.
Oh, no. They'll remember. That's probably the most memorable couple of seconds of Bismarck TV all year. Save for Will Ferrell showing up on the other station here.
Yes, but it was quite a year for Bismarck Media, wasn't it? I forgot about
it. I know. Bismarck, Ferrell, some of the most viral TV in all of America came out of Bismarck this year.
So A.J. Clementi, a few months back, 24-year-old anchor, first night on TV, KFIRE TV, and there's a little back channel I think people forget, Todd. Explain what was happening that most folks didn't know. They know.
Yeah, because as you watch TV, it just looks like some guy being obnoxious or something, or just being careless. Obviously, he was a little careless, but what was going on is he was trying to figure out the pronunciation of one of those sports names that scare the heck out of any sportscaster that isn't familiar with the name. And he wasn't getting it right, and he was stumbling, and he got frustrated. Haven't we all said something we probably shouldn't say when we get frustrated? The problem is, in this case, the mics went on, the cameras went on, and we all got to hear it. And living in the YouTube era, guess what? Everybody saw it within minutes.
So he gets fired. He was suspended right away and then ultimately fired, and now has an agent and wants a second chance. Our question is, should he get a second chance? Bismarck TV viewers, the folks that watch KFIRE TV, would you like them to take him back? Should a competitor? Maybe the Wrightons ought to bring him in. I think, name me a 25-year-old anchor that would come back to North Dakota with that kind of name recognition, Todd.
None.
No, and maybe not all good, but I think people like second chances. So I think the guy's had his time in purgatory, and maybe it's time for him to be given a second chance.
It was an accident. It was careless, but it was an accident. It wasn't because he was trying to be, shocking on the set. Hey, what if I sit and say all these bad words on the set? No, it was he couldn't pronounce the words he was going to have to pronounce on camera, and whoops.
And I would just say this, have I used that word before? Absolutely. Have I ever done it behind a microphone? No. And professionally, you just treat any mic like a live mic, right? You just do, it's safer not to utter that word anywhere within eyesight of a microphone, right?
Right.
But I'm not going to try to be some Puritan and say I haven't used it. I have. On the other hand, he professionally made a big, big mistake. There's no question about it. That's why he was fired. And
did Scott Hennin's first couple of shows know that now? I mean, because you and I have been on the radio for years. But did you know back on your first few days, hey, the microphone might actually be on?
Someone
made that mistake.
Somewhere somebody has a tape of me on the air for the first time, 12 years old, KDMA radio, Montevideo, Minnesota, and it's not pretty. It is like the squeakiest voice.
I will pay money for that one. Who's got it?
Anyway, need
that on the show.
Should 2014 be the year of second chances? And what do you want to forget about 2013? Let us know. 800-228-0550. I'd like to see A.J. Clemente come back. I really would. Put him back on TV. What do you think? 800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind, Dallas style today, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
In your mind. All across the northern plains, things are going to get really strange with the temperatures. Tomorrow, as things actually kind of moderate, a wintry mix is going to be coming through tomorrow. But then life-threatening wind chills through early next week, Saturday night through Tuesday morning. The wind chills could be all the way down to 60 below as some of the lows get to 30 below. At the moment, really, 22 below in Bismarck. I thought it felt cold. Minot at 21 below. Fargo at 24 below. Because Scott Hennon took what warmth there was in Fargo out to Frisco, Texas with him.
Dangerously cold Arctic air isn't even here yet. This is the warm stuff. It's literally going to get ugly.
Yeah, tomorrow about this time it'll be warmer than this, but as we get to like Sunday morning, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, be ready.
Windchills 30 to 60 below, folks.
And that's on the new chart, not that old chart that used to go into like the triple digits below. This is the new chart where that drama was supposed to be gone.
That's Saturday night through Tuesday morning when we'll get the ugliest of all that. By the way, December 2013, among the coldest ever on record. What happened to global warming again?
Just thinking that. Yeah. I'm glad we got that here, huh?
800-228-0550. Let's check in with Kelly on Minot. Wants to talk about the A.J. Clemente episode from 2013. Do you think the guy ought to get a second chance, Kelly?
Yeah, I think the guy needs another chance. Feel bad for him. You know, he kind of had a fumble on live TV, but I think you guys should give him a shot and just try in radio maybe for a day.
Well, there you go. Maybe we could put our hand on the finger, Todd. That would be, you know, we'd have somebody, a finger on the button rather, not a hand on the finger.
So let me ask you this question. If you bring him back, do you change his name or do you let him be A.J. Clemente?
I think you let him be A.J. Clemente.
Yeah. Because he can certainly, you know, sweep him under the rug by calling him some other name.
I just have to get one shot in on TV anchors, though, and I've worked with a few over the years. Many of them are very, very nice. They have no idea how easy they have it. You know, I mean, that whole little, you know, soundbite thing, you know, or the, you know, 30-minute newscast. I mean, that's like, come on. We do it, you know, how many hours?
Other people are preparing it all.
So the equivalent of the anchor being behind a camera versus Todd and I being behind the microphone or any of the folks at you know, K-Fire, KCJB, any of our affiliates, I mean, it's 90-10, the amount of time you do as a radio person, quote-unquote, on versus a TV person. So
remember Sam Donaldson?
I do.
Sam Donaldson from ABC, and he thought, I'll try radio. It looks easy. I mean, all you do is sit and take phone calls and just talk to people. Well, that didn't last too long, and he admitted later on, okay, I was a little mistaken. It's a little harder than it looks.
But, Kelly, maybe if we give him a shot, you know, and prove that he can do 3 hours F-bomb-free of talk radio, then he might be able to get his way back on the TV side.
Well, we have a delay system. We can always throw it in, you know.
Kelly, good night.
I put him on Anchorman 3.
Should have brought him back when Will Ferrell was in town and the other guys. That would have been interesting.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly says, give him another chance. What do you think? We're a thumbs up or thumbs down on a fresh start for A.J. Clemente. I think it ought to be a Bismarck TV station. I really do. I think that's perfect. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Karen.
Well, be prepared to warm up with a good laugh. My New Year's resolution is to call Scott Hennon more often.
Well, thank you. Why would we laugh at that?
Well, I thought maybe you'd start laughing.
Well, that's a good thing. The more listeners that call us, the better. Then Todd and I can say less. We want to find out.
I was laughing. I just turned my microphone off so Scott couldn't hear it. That's all.
No, there's nothing to laugh about, Karen. We want you to call. What's on your mind?
Of course. Of course we do.
Well, that was actually why I called, but I don't want that guy who swore on the air back here in our state or anything. Let him swear in some other state.
Let him swear somewhere else. What do you have any empathy for the poor fellow having, you know, made a major mistake his first night on air, very nervous and believe in second chances at all, Karen?
Not for that. No, I don't have much sympathy at all for him. He should have known once he stands in front of the microphone or sits in front of the microphone, whichever it was, that he can't swear.
Sure. So maybe time for a career change, huh?
Well, what, I don't even care. Just so I don't have to be anywhere near a station he's at.
All right. Well, we're batting 500 now on whether or not AJ ought to get another chance. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate the call. And keep that New Year's resolution. Make sure you call us. 800-228-0550. Think of the ways North Dakota's been put in the news. You know, obviously most recently from a major train derailment. They love to talk about North Dakota and cold, right? And by the way, those are connected. So if you want to blame anyone for the explosion west of Castleton, don't blame oil. Don't blame Warren Buffett. And BNSF, blame the cold. Because,
okay, but are we going to have another derailment next week when it gets even colder?
Well, what I'm saying is the cold increases the likelihood of accidents. In this case, everybody I've talked to that knows the industry said, I guarantee either a blown wheel or a buckle in the track, cold-related, right?
Sure, sure.
So it happens. So my point is, and that's the case of accidents happen. But I think the leap that's happening with a lot of folks is to say, okay, we can't transport oil by rail. I mean, come on. You know, if you took every, it'd be like saying, well, the plane crashed today somewhere, so we can't travel by air anymore. You know, that's sort of the silliness of this. But I guess I'd rather have that debate prompted by a train derailment in North Dakota and oil coming out of the ground in record numbers in North Dakota than North Dakota getting put on the map by A.J. Clemente saying words he shouldn't be saying on TV. So,
true.
Whatever it takes. Let's see what Carrie in Bismarck thinks. Carrie, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Happy New Year to you.
I was standing in my kitchen watching TV, so I saw it live, and I'd like just for a minute for us to set aside the fact that there was a camera, that there was a mic, any of that. And just go to, I think that incident like that speaks to someone's character. It is his first day on the job in a professional setting with a young female stranger beside him. Who talks like that?
That's okay, a good point.
Fair point. It is. I can't argue with anything Carrie said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well.
Although again, I think, no, I don't want to.
That's not the way professional acts in any profession. When you do have other people around you, and certainly maybe it's a stereotype, maybe it's not, but if you do have a woman standing next to a man, the man probably ought to behave, no matter what the profession.
Yeah. And I don't want to act lily white here. I've used the word, but I will say this. I am quite cautious about not using around someone that could be offended by it.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's one of my New Year's resolutions, by the way. Do you know last Lent I gave up using the word, and it worked. It can be done, right? With a little.
You've still given it up then.
A little discipline. Well, it sort of eked its way back a couple of times.
That's what I thought.
After Easter, but not too bad. Bob and Moorhead saved me from this. Todd's getting ready to take me to the woodshed. Go ahead, Bob. What's your take?
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, about the poor fellow who put hoof and mouth disease. If we go back a few years, didn't TV personality WDAY Jim Adelson say something about one of his sponsors when he was off camera but on mic? And I think Jim had a sabbatical on another station somewhere until he finally, until the furor died down and he came back to town again. But hey, it happens. You tend to get to a point of frustration. You say, oh, rats, or other words.
And Jim Adelson was one of the greats, no question about it. I mean, just a world-class sportscaster. But mistakes do happen, so kind of batting 500 on this today. Hard to, as always, we appreciate your take. We're in Dallas, Texas today. Count down to a three-peat for the NDSU Bison, and we'll continue after this break with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We're live from Dallas, Texas.
What's that?
We actually came down here to warn everybody in Texas. I know a lot of folks think we're here for football, and we are. Saturday, the three-peat, the NDSU Bison and Towson. And tomorrow we'll actually be coming to you from the Bison Hotel. We packed up the PetroServe USA Bison Studios and be chatting with lots of folks, a lot of fans making their way down here. The real reason we came down ahead of the football game by a couple of days was to warn Texas that we're gunning for them in North Dakota. That this idea of being first in the nation of oil production is going to be in their rearview mirror here pretty quick.
Yeah, they said we wouldn't do it in football, and we did, and
exactly.
What's next, oil?
Exactly right. So, North Dakota, the second biggest oil production state, about to hit 1 million barrels per day in 2014, and I don't know what Texas is at. And they've had a little bit of a head start and everything. But that's the real reason we are here. And we're coming to you live and direct today from the George W. Bush Presidential Center. Colonel Miguel Howe, who is retired from the U.S. Army, is the director of the Military Service Initiative at the Bush Center and joins us now on the program. Miguel, nice to meet you.
Hey, Scott, it's great to meet you. And, boy, I got to send a shout-out and a salute to the great folks in North Dakota because it sounds like y'all have really adopted that Texas spirit gunning for us down here.
Darn right. Well, I tell you, it's great to be here, and I have encouraged folks, if they're coming down and taking in some of the flavor of a great weekend in Frisco, this George W. Bush Presidential Library and Museum and center is really something to see. You work on the Institute side. Just in general, explain what the Bush Institute is for folks.
Sure, great. And so you're sitting here at this beautiful George W. Bush Presidential Center. You just talked to Alan Lowe, who leads one component of that. And, of course, that's the library, the archives, and the museum. Another critical piece of the center is the Institute, which really pursues the policy side of President and Mrs. Bush's initiatives while they were in office, but now as private citizens. And so it follows the same principles and values that drove decisions in office, and now the ability on the nonprofit side to continue to pursue those same principles. And so there are six areas within the Institute that we pursue in terms of policy. I think they will probably sound familiar to folks who have followed President and Mrs. Bush over the years. It's education, and so there's an education initiative which continues to pursue issues of accountability. Middle school matters, a key issue in education, and then a program that helps develop leadership for our principals. And so in addition to education, there's the global health program, which includes the pink ribbon, red ribbon program, which combats women's cervical cancer throughout the globe. There's the Human Freedom Initiative, which is a tremendous program where dissidents and human freedom advocates have a platform here through the Bush Institute to continue to advocate for freedom within their home countries. There is the 4% Economic Growth Program, where the Bush Institute firmly believes that through reestablishing 4% economic growth, we can redress many of our nation's pressing domestic issues.
By the way, we're doubling the 4% in North Dakota, so there's another there's another reason, and actually beating Texas in the economic growth and the job opportunities. So maybe we ought to have a Bush Institute little weekend soiree up in North Dakota.
I'm thinking, yeah. I accept the invitation.
we've blown by 4%. And talk about the last component. That's the one that you're a part of that celebrates our post 9/11 veterans.
So, well, right before I get to that, there's a fifth component, which is the Women's Initiative, which, of course, Mrs. Bush is very passionate about, led by Charity Wallace. That has an Afghan women's component to it, a African First Ladies Initiative, and then a women's fellowship program who are going to graduate their second class of Egyptian women fellows here in the spring. And so I am humbled and honored and have the responsibility to lead the President's sixth initiative, which is the Military Service Initiative, which really stems from President Mrs. Bush's vision to honor the service and sacrifice of all post 9/11 veterans and military families by really improving their well-being and unleashing their potential. And we talk about their potential. We talk about their potential to continue to lead and serve after they come home and take off the uniform and to continue to serve in new and meaningful ways. And we really see that there's three imperatives to do so. The first is the moral and social imperative, in that these are the 1% of young Americans who raised their right hand and really volunteered twice. They volunteered to serve, and then they volunteered to serve during a time of great danger. And they and their families are the ones who have borne the responsibilities of doing that. We currently have, there's 21 million veterans nationwide. 2.5 million of those are Iraq-Afghan veterans. 28% come out of our National Guard and Reserves, many out of North Dakota.
By the way, not to once again boast about North Dakota, but I will. Highest per capita participation in the Guard and Reserve of any state in the Union.
Hey,
isn't that something?
Well, thanks to the service of all those great men and women out of North Dakota. 1 million of those 2.5 have deployed more than once. And then over a quarter of all living women veterans are actually post 9/11 veterans, believe it or not.
Wow.
You know, and these are the men and women who have borne the sacrifice. 6,800 of our men and women have gone to Iraq and Afghanistan and did not come home alive. We've had 50,000 wounded in action, 15,000 of those serious enough to be medevaced out of theater. To include 1,700 with amputations, 1,100 with severe burns, 6,400 traumatic brain injuries, and 215,000 have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and 155,000 of active service members. So about 395,000 total Americans diagnosed on the spectrum of post-traumatic stress. But, you know, Scott, for even those who don't face the physical and mental hurdles, transition can be tough because veterans have to come. You got to find a new mission and a new sense of purpose, a new direction, a new mission, you know, on a new team, in a new world, in a new culture where most people are very well-intentioned but might not necessarily understand them.
So is the tough sell, I can't imagine, is to a prospective employer, because I can't think of, you know, a better resume than somebody that served the United States of America, right, and had the skill set to be able to meet that bar. Mm-hmm. Is the tougher sell the encouragement of the veteran themselves, having gone through these tough things, that think they're not worthy? What I mean, this should be an easy job, I would think.
It seems at face value that it absolutely would be, but it turns out to be fairly complex for a number of issues. Whether those are cultural issues or technical issues or policy issues. And so what ends up happening is that there is a tremendous amount of support that's out there. This is clearly a learning nation, and this generation of veteran enjoys tremendous support from a great nation that I think has learned some hard lessons from the Vietnam era of conflict, where we did not treat those men and women the way that we ought to have. And this nation has learned to distinguish the war from the warrior, and there has been great support. Yet at the same time, there's a bit of a disconnect in terms of a true understanding. But then there is a disconnect between this great sea of support and this community of veterans. And so it starts when the veteran leaves service and comes home and does not know where to find. There are 46,000 nonprofits that have emerged since September 11, 2001, to support military and veteran entities.
Is that a good thing, or is it too splintered of an effort?
Well, it's a great story in terms of an indicator of what a great nation is, and a great effort to support, and a tremendous amount of resourcing that has been dedicated. But it is somewhat splintered in terms of the ability to connect all of those entities with these men and women. And so you've got those nonprofits. You've got a tremendous amount of businesses, large corporations and businesses, whether it's great entities like Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Disney, La Quinta, 7-Eleven, USAA, and I could go on and on, down to the small businesses that want to bring these young men and women home, but the ability to connect them, there are some policy issues. And so there's been a great effort to create and build systems and databases and networks and resumes in order to better connect those entities to these folks when they leave service, but we're still not there yet.
If you had a magic wand, what's the biggest roadblock to this?
Oh, that's a great question. It's really tying it all together.
They're getting lost in the cracks because there's a blizzard of different, you know, it sounds like it's just lacking a little bit of focus. I mean, 46,000 nonprofits, great idea, mm-hmm. but if they all have an individual mission, you could really get lost in that pretty easy.
That's correct. You really have hit on one of the core issues. I've only been retired for 6 months now, and when I first heard about that, I was shocked. I was amazed. You know, I could probably name at the time on active duty about six or seven nonprofits, and had no idea. And so that is one of the challenges. But it's not just the nonprofits. It's also tying together the great services on the government side in DOD and in VA and in labor. It's tying it together from the national level to the state level. It's tying this business community together, and then it's linking all of those folks to the men and women who need those services. And so that's where, that is the area where at the Bush Institute, through the Military Service Initiative, we're trying to tie and connect those folks together. Now, I talked about the social and moral imperative to do so. There's really also a national security imperative in that this is the first extended test of the all-volunteer force. Have not had a draft in over 33 years. I had the opportunity I was blessed and honored to serve with these men and women for 24 years, but I was also struck, I did a period of time in recruiting, and so I had the opportunity to really meet a lot of these young men and women before they came into service and really talk to them about their hopes and aspirations and dreams, and what were some of their drivers and motivators. And while I am no doubt that young men and women will always rise to meet our nation's challenges,
it's not a layup, is it?
Well, it's because of their influencers, their parents, their teachers, or coaches, and they're watching to see what we're doing.
Hold that thought. We'll continue with our guest, Colonel Miguel Howe, U.S. Army Director now of the Military Service Initiative here at the Bush Institute. Stay tuned.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's on your mind? Scott Innan in Texas, Todd Mitchell singing the frozen tundra of North Dakota. What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by High Plains Apache. Apache sprayers, the only sprayers with a standard 5-year warranty. Fuel efficiency. No other sprayer provides the fuel efficiency as the Apache sprayers. Apache sprayers on lightweight. Less compaction on your ground with their mechanical drive system. You get a more rugged machine, it makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain. At High Plains Apache, they have models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons, with booms up to 132 feet. That'll cover some ground for you. See the High Plains Apache sprayers in Frontier or in Mandan today.
Talking Bison football next hour with Steve Hallstrom, who covered the Bison for a lot of years. He's winging his way with his family down to Dallas, Texas, and Frisco to take in the game, as a lot of folks are from the Northern Plains. So we're looking forward to chatting with him. We're also going to talk with General Michael Hayden, former head of the NSA. I'll join us on the program to talk about the New York Times suggesting we ought to roll out the red carpet for old Edward Snowden. I can't believe it. But anyway, we'll talk about that coming up on the program today as well. Any calls, questions, comments, always welcome on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A few minutes left with our guest, Colonel Miguel Howe, director of the Military Service Initiative here at the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas, Texas. So before the break, we were talking about the imperative of, you know, maintaining an all-volunteer force, and you start talking about influencers, and obviously that's parents. Mm-hmm. And parents and folks that, you know, see a very difficult cross to bear for a lot of our military members coming back might be influencing them, not as, you know, future older generations did, to say, hey, it's a noble service, but maybe against it, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons that your initiative is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And so again, I firmly convinced young men and women will always rise to serve, but their propensity to do so is going to be impacted by mom, by dad, aunts, uncles, coaches, teachers, community leaders, and friends. And so they're watching to see, you know, how do we treat these folks and reintegrate and transition them when they come home after doing so. And so government has a role, of course, very critical role, but it really is a national responsibility. It's communities and nonprofits that we talk about, and businesses, and universities, and colleges, and technical training centers. It's philanthropy and individual citizens. And it's a big job, but it's not only because of those two imperatives, but it's because, you know, these folks are not victims. These are folks who volunteered, and they are leaders. This is a national cadre of community leaders. This is an untapped resource, undertapped resource. And so with that right transition and reintegration, you know, these are folks that can help us with our pressing domestic issues, and help us. It's an issue of global competitiveness, and that's really the third imperative, as these are the men and women who will come home and start new businesses. People like John Rafferty, a Marine here at Waxahachie, Texas, just south of Dallas, who came home from serving as a Marine squad leader, went to school, found some jobs that weren't quite so fulfilling, but then was empowered through an entrepreneurial boot camp for veterans run by Syracuse University, and now runs his own business, Patriot Contractors, you know, and is going to generate between almost $20 million in revenue next year, and has hired 12 vets himself. It's people like Jake Schick, another Marine seriously wounded in Iraq in 2004-2005 time frame, not only dealt with physical injuries but with post-traumatic stress, and received great support from the Center for Brain Health here out of Dallas. As young men like Staff Sergeant Billy Costello, an Army Green Beret, also severely wounded in Afghanistan, but through a great nonprofit, Combat Wounded Veterans Challenge, you know, has really found his new sense of purpose and direction and understanding.
I have to throw in one other name. Have you heard the name Clinton Ramisha?
I have.
The Medal of Honor recipient, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant, who's now living the dream in the Bakken, but employed by you know, a KSI, a company out of California that builds oil platforms. But is in North Dakota right now working in the Bakken. There was a company that said, hey, here's a solid citizen. And another prime example. They're all over. What can we do?
And so there's a great example, because there is a company who recognized the inherent leadership traits and qualities. You talked about some of the challenges. On the employment side, the most difficult challenge is the under 25 population of veterans. Over 20% unemployment rate there. But when you really break it down even more so, it's women veterans, it's minorities, it's those who have been wounded, and it's those that come from the combat arms. It's translating those skills, which may not directly correlate on the civilian sector, but it's really those inherent intangibles that span this entire generation of veterans.
I could talk about this all day. It's a fascinating topic, and I hope folks learn more about the military service initiative of the Bush Center. I have less than a minute left, literally, but challenge us. What can we do, those of us that are not veterans? What can folks do to help your effort?
Okay. Get more engaged. Be more proactive. Maintain the spotlight on this. You know, our job here, our mission at the Institute is to unite and empower communities, businesses, nonprofits, universities, philanthropy, and individual citizens to effectively support transitioning 9/11 service members in the areas of jobs, wellness, education, family, housing, and unique women's veterans issues. Get engaged. Get your community engaged. Build a platform and umbrella to tie together these nonprofits and businesses.
And honor their service. It is imperative that we all do that. BushCenter.org if you want more information on this wonderful effort. Colonel, thanks for the time.
Hey, Scott, appreciate it, and good luck this week.
Thanks a bunch. Colonel Miguel Howe from the George W. Bush Presidential Center, Dallas, Texas.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.